It's a new twist on an old adage. If you can't bring the accordionist to the Air Force, then take the Air Force to the accordionists. Today at the 66th Annual American Accordionist Association Festival in Boston, the Air Force will be screening prospects for an open accordion slot in their Strolling Strings Music Ensemble. The Air Force has been looking to fill the spot for 2 years after their sole accordionist retired. If you think you'd be the perfect person for the job, give us a call and tell us why. Our number here in Washington, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. We'll give you a chance to sell yourself to our first guest in this segment, Chief Master Sergeant Jane Bakanek. She is the Strolling String Music Director and Lead Violinist, and she joins us by phone from her hotel in Boston. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Now, I know that you've been at this since yesterday. How are things going so far?
Very well, very well. We are having a very good response.
What way? What does a very good response mean? Have you got any people lined up yet?
Yes, we've been listening to a few folks. I've been making contact with some of the major studios around the country, speaking with teachers, speaking with interested prospects, just passing the word, basically.
Now, what are you looking for when you approach people, when you're screening them? Is it just a matter of they have to be able to play the accordion well?
No. In fact, they need to be able to enlist in the Air Force. That means they need to be between the ages of 17 and 34. They have to be fairly fit. They can't be overweight. I have a couple of screening questions that I sort of have to go through, a little procedure with them, see if they're suitable.
What kinds of questions are you getting from them? What are people interested in knowing about the job?
Do you have to join the Air Force? Do you have to go to boot camp? Things like that.
And the answer is?
The answer is yes, indeed. You are a member of the United States Air Force, and you do train for 6 weeks at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas.
And then what? You just get the 6 weeks of basic training, and then you're assigned to the music
unit? We're assigned to the D.C. band, yes. We have one accordionist, and the assignment is in Washington, D.C. at Bowling Air Force Base.
And what about, are there questions about, right now, of course, there's the reality of combat for anybody in the military. Would somebody who joined up to be an accordionist possibly find themselves doing combat duty?
Well, actually, the mission of the United States Air Force Band is to represent to the nation and the world the professionalism of the men and women in the uniform, and as well as troop morale. So we're there mostly to play music for these folks.
Why is it so important to find an accordion player? What does that add to your ensemble?
Well, it adds a tremendous color. It adds mobility to us. Most of our arrangements are based around the accordion. And traditionally, this happened 50 years ago. As a matter of fact, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the strings right now. And Colonel Howard was in Paris having supper one night when he was on tour with the Air Force Symphony Orchestra, and he stopped at a restaurant where he heard an accordionist and strolling violins. And he thought it was a tremendous way to reach folks. So he came back and immediately began the procedure of producing the strolling strings.
All right. We are going to talk now with Sergeant Major Manny Bobenreath. But first, I want to remind listeners that you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Sergeant Major Manny Bobenreath is currently the only accordionist in the armed services. He plays with the U.S. Army Band Pershing's Own, and he joins us by phone from his hotel in Boston. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So I gather you're giving a workshop today at this festival. What exactly are you doing?
Well, I'm doing several things. I'm doing a workshop. In fact, I already did the workshop this morning regarding what entails being a military musician, and specifically what my duties are and role is as the accordionist in the United States Army Band. And in addition to that, I'm also doing some judging and for different competitions that are happening here at the hotel. So that's pretty much what takes up most of my day.
And why do you tell people they should join the military and play the accordion?
Well, I tell them that the job is, for me anyway, it's been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to play with some very, very, very gifted musicians. And most of the members in the organization have advanced degrees and come from all walks of life, and we get a chance to play some great music. And it's just a terrific opportunity for a lot of people, not just for any accordionist, for anybody who wants to consider music as a career, to consider the Army as a possibility.
All right, I think we may have some accordionists on the line now. Phyllis in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello.
Hi, Phyllis. Go ahead.
Hi, Lynn. Well, what I had told the young lady that I spoke with is my ex-husband, who I have maintained a wonderful relationship with, is in the United States Army, just recently got back from Iraq. He is formerly an Albanian citizen. He's now an American citizen. And at the age of five, at one point in time, Albania was a very close communist nation, and he was taken at age five and put in a conservatory and plays the accordion. He was trained as an accordionist for 15 years.
Uh-huh. And now
and he is in the military now, so I need this person's name where he could contact them.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
he's been through basic training. He speaks five languages. He's just an incredible
person. You're offering him up as a candidate is what you're saying.
I am offering him up as probably the finest candidate they could have, physically fit, highly intelligent.
He's in the Army.
He is in the Army, but his first choice was the Air Force.
Oh, can he switch services to do this?
Yes, they can.
No, I'm asking Master Sergeant Jane Bakunek.
Okay. I think he would have to probably get in touch with an Air Force recruiter to see what the what is going on right now in terms of switching services. Mm-hmm. That's probably the first step.
All right, if you, I think we can give you the information off the air that you might want to get.
I do have a website for the Air Force.
Okay.
Okay, which is www.airforce.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I think any questions about joining, recruiting, anything like that can be answered by those folks.
All right, well, thanks so much, Phyllis, for your call.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Bye-bye.
So are you finding a lot of eager people there, Jane Bakunek?
Yes, we are. And the most important thing, I think, is getting the word out, and I think that's really what's happening.
I have to say, I've never really thought of the accordion and martial music in the same, you know, sentence, actually. It's not what you immediately think of.
No, actually, what is representative of what the strolling strings play is more international styles. We entertain at dinner parties. We play, for instance, state dinners at the White House. We play troop morale kinds of dinners, dining ins, dining outs, that sort of thing. We'll play anything from country western to tarantellas to chardoshes to the Pachelbel canon and the Bach air.
And Manny Bovenreith, is it a very versatile instrument?
Oh, it's a tremendously versatile instrument, and Jane couldn't have made more, you know, her point clearer by illuminating how difficult it is to find somebody not only to fill the spot and how important it is in terms of being able to be mobile and move as you play and sort of stroll through the tables and that sort of thing. So it
sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's great fun.
All right. I think we're going to hear some accordion music as we end today's show, and I want to thank both of you for being with us. Chief Master Sergeant Jane Bakunek is the music director and lead violinist for United States Air Force Strolling Strings. And Sergeant Major Manny Bovenreith is currently the only accordionist in the armed services. He plays with the U.S. Army Band's Pershing's Own. And as we end the show today, you'll be hearing the 66th Annual American Accordionist Association Festival in Boston. This is a tune from them, and it's accordionist Brent Beswell from Vermont. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.